This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. All you got to do, dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Finally, we can talk tonight about some news that doesn't have anything to do with COVID-19 and masks and all the insanity that's been going on around us. We can finally talk about some insanity coming out of California in the form. I mean,
that's usually where insanity comes from.
And New York State, of course. But yeah, in this case, it's California on a judge ordering Uber and Lyft and presumably any other rideshare services operating in California to reclassify their drivers as employees. This is kind of a case that we've been watching over, sadly, develop over the years. We can talk about that in detail. And then, of course, there's plenty of stupid mask rules. We've got a special guest that we are expecting here in just moments, and I believe he's joined us. We're gonna take his call without screening it here, just because, well, he's a guest.
I took him last night at work.
He was expected here. Brock, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
We got you loud and clear. Brock Pierce is with us here from Brock.vote. Brock, you appeared on an episode of Free Talk Live from some Bitcoin conference or another
D3.
In the past. It was D3, okay. That was a while back. And so it's been a little while. We heard the news that you were running for president.
We've talked about it a few times now.
Yep, and normally we don't have politicians on the show, so it's unusual that we would actually have any politician on. Like, you know, you're in the ranks of Ron Paul here. Like, there really aren't any other politicians we've ever had on the show. So I just, you know, I'm not trying to...
We did have on Joe Jorgensen.
True, I forgot about her. Yeah, we did have her too. But with the exception of, like, some pretty libertarian folks, we don't bring politicians on here. So I want to welcome you back to Free Talk Live. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me back. And I guess as someone running for office, the fact that I've already been on before hopefully qualifies me.
It's helpful. Well,
you're
here.
You're here, so you're obviously qualified. And you're a Bitcoin person. I mean, that's where we first ran into you. You were, I would say, probably somewhat of an early adopter in the world of cryptocurrency. Some people may remember your name from some classic movies from yesteryear. But these days, you're in the world of Bitcoin and apparently running for president. What was it that motivated you, Brock?
Well, there's a bunch of reasons, but I'd say really just being concerned about the state of the world today. I look around and I am very worried about our collective future. I'm a father of two young girls, and so that, you know, just wondering what kind of world is going to be left behind for them, and what kind of world will there be for the generations that follow, if there will be any world at all. And so that's a big sort of motivation for me. We face a number of sort of existential threats. I'll focus on, call it one of the technology ones. Technology is changing the world. It's changing the world rapidly. And I am watching regulators make decisions. I don't know if you saw what happened today, but the CEO of Uber announced they might be shutting down Uber in the state of California.
Oh, yeah, excellent. I'm glad to hear that, because we were actually going to cover that story tonight, and I hadn't heard the update.
Yeah, well, I mean, the CEO announced that they may be, you know, shutting down in California.
All right. And so they have now. Yeah, they have to.
Yeah, I mean, it's that, but this is as someone in, call it the Bitcoin space, mm-hmm. in the crypto and blockchain space, technology is changing the world rapidly.
Sure.
And we need leadership that actually understands what's happening, that can bridge the gap to allow innovation to occur, to allow innovation to flourish. And what you're seeing in California there is an example of something that is stifling innovation,
mm-hmm. yep.
and it will push that innovation away. I think that we're living through the fourth industrial revolution, and I would like to see America as a beneficiary of this change. You know, we are historically, we've been the capital of innovation. I believe we have the choices ours to stay it, and decisions that are being made by our government and regulators that may be overstepping based upon, call it old systems, incumbent players, lobbyists, is not going to serve our collective future.
Okay. So let's create a potential future here. Brock gets elected, and we can talk about how that's even going to be possible, because that's a big challenge for an independent candidate. But let's just say you go ahead and you get elected. There's an amazing sea change. People right. actually pay attention to third-party
candidates.
Angels
come down, and we get blessed.
Yeah. So, you know, we actually get a Bitcoiner in public office in the most powerful position in all the federal government. And New Hampshire passes, which is where we live, by the way. We're here in Keene, New Hampshire, the southwest corner of New Hampshire. The state of New Hampshire comes forward with a constitutional amendment to withdraw from the United States. What does Brock Pierce,
well,
as president, have to say about that?
Well, it's an interesting one. So clearly I've been on the front lines focused on how do we build distributed or decentralized systems, which means that I think it's important that we decentralize. It's less about centralized control, command and control. We're seeing that it's not a resilient architecture. You know, we look at these risks around our energy grids today and, you know, a host of issues that we're seeing. And so, generally speaking, I believe in giving more power to the local government, you know, and then the state government, and then, you know, least of all at a federal level is just philosophically where I come from. And in terms of succession from the United States, I guess the question is when. Are we talking in the next term, or are we talking 2024 to 2028?
Whenever you're in office.
I mean, let's say effective immediately.
Yeah, as soon as possible.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting discussion. I mean, clearly, Tim Draper has publicly endorsed me. Tim Draper, I don't know if you follow.
He's like a big investment guy, right, in the tech world?
Yeah, crypto tech, yeah.
Yeah, he's the Draper family has probably done more in three generations of supporting entrepreneurs and innovation than any other family, certainly, mm-hmm. in terms of visibly, you know, probably the main supporters of the American dream. And so, and then quite a bit internationally, big Bitcoiner, and he's endorsed, but he put forward a proposal to, you know, break California up. He's been putting forth a bunch of these sort of big, bold ideas.
Cool.
And so what I would say is I don't have, you know, the answers to everything, but I'm always interested in having that conversation about why. I'm open-minded, right? I'm willing to suspend, you know, belief. I'm not limited by the status quo. And
that's a pretty good political answer to the question, Brock. I'll give you credit for that. But
here's how I'd answer.
Here's the way you look at it.
By the way, please tell me what you think.
I'd love to meet with somebody to talk about whatever the grievances are that New Hampshire has. Because, I mean, the idea that New Hampshire goes from zero to secession in, you know, just in the blink of an eye, in the course of one sentence is pretty,
well, that's what we were talking
it's
about.
It's ridiculous.
He was going to get elected.
I know.
And
I'm just saying.
It's going to happen. I didn't say it would take one sentence.
I'd like to meet with the governor of New Hampshire and
yeah.
see
You're
what
not
he
running
has
for president.
To say.
I didn't ask you.
I'm just saying.
So the question is, New Hampshire's going to leave. What do you as president do about it? We're leaving. Are you going to roll in troops, or are you going to say, see you later?
There we go. Ambulance going by. it's a good question. I mean, you know, so I live in Puerto Rico, and so it's definitely an interesting question, right? So in 1898, at the end of the Spanish War, the Spanish handed over essentially a number of countries that became U.S. territories.
Mm-hmm.
The Philippines and Cuba being the most interesting, because those were U.S. territories. Cuba obviously went through their Castro revolutionary period and left the U.S. The Philippines at the end of World War II were granted their, you know, sort of sovereignty and independence. But in that environment, the Philippines was able to maintain a relationship with the United States, you know, seeking military protection and, you know, all of the sorts of things that that they needed. And so I think the right answer there is to, again, I think as proposed, have a conversation with the governor as soon as possible.
Stand by, Brock. Can you stick with us here for another segment? We got time for you.
Of course.
Yeah, all right, more with Brock Pierce here in a moment. He's with us. His website, Brock. .vote, or apparently BrockTheVote.com, which is great. There's more on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. If you've got a question, you can get on the lines.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here, although your calls will be held unless you've got a question for Brock Pierce, who is with us. He's running for president. Website is brock.vote. And in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Aria,
and Mark.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com, which has a variety of very useful features, including, you know, like a nice little get introduced, get started kind of thing to teach you about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency, just kind of in general. It's a great place to go and get started in the world of cryptocurrency because it's definitely not too late. A lot of people look at the price of one Bitcoin, which today is just over $11,000 per Bitcoin, and say, well, I can't afford that. It's too late for me to get into this. No, you can get a fraction of a Bitcoin. That's not a problem. You really need to learn the basics, though. So get on over to Bitcoin.com to do that. We've got Brock Pierce here with us via our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. You sound great, Brock, and you are down in, is it Puerto Rico right now?
No, I'm back in my home state where I was born and raised, of Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
We were here. I wanted to hand deliver the petition, right? I'm getting on the ballot in all these states through the old-fashioned process of actually going door-to-door, you know, being out front of the grocery stores, collecting signatures, old-fashioned petitions, not through a political party, which during COVID is no small feat. Yeah. And just to tell you how rigged our political system is, take New York, for example. In the state of New York, you needed 15,000 signatures usually, right?
Yeah.
That's a big number. That's a lot of signatures.
Right.
And so in COVID, that's like almost an impossible number of signatures just for one state.
Yeah.
And so in April, as New York was being hit, you know, harder than anywhere in the world with COVID, what does the governor do? Instead of decreasing the number and saying, hey, let's allow electronic signatures, let's go from 15,000 to 1,500, he said, I'm going to increase it to 45,000 to make sure no independent candidate can run here.
Oh, New York.
I could keep going through story after story. As someone that is like walking through the fire, right, in the heart of the beast, seeing the system, the two-party system is rigged.
Oh, yeah.
I am fully committed to supporting independent candidates through this election, 2022, 2024. If you've followed my career at all, I am not a quitter. And I wanted to answer one other thing you mentioned earlier, which is there any chance, right? Is this possible? And so I've been talking to the top sort of political strategists and such. And, you know, they're like, Brock, you're like a serious guy. You like make crazy things happen. So I'm kind of taking you seriously, but I don't know why I should. You know, like, what can you possibly do with the time that you have? And I go, well, did you know that you don't have to win the election to become president? And all of a sudden they're like, what? Who? How? I go, well, you understand how our electoral process works, right? In our general election, it runs off the Electoral College vote. You need to win a majority of the Electoral College vote. Majority. And they're like, okay, key word majority.
271 or something, right?
270, because there's 538, 270. So what happens in a tie? In a tie, it's 269 to 269. This is what happened in season 5 of the television show Veep, but more importantly, it happened in the year 1800, Thomas Jefferson versus Aaron Burr. Also, if a third party candidate, such as myself and my running mate, Carla Ballard, who happens to be in the car with me, who is a descendant of Aaron Burr, by the way, if a third party were to win even one state, just one state, it becomes possible that no one wins a majority. If a third party were to win three states, it becomes likely. And so our strategy is not to win the election. Our strategy is to win between one and three states so that no one wins the election. All of a sudden, these political advisors are like, no one has ever tried that before. There's never been a politician running for president that they're aware of that hasn't tried to win or run a national campaign.
That's interesting.
We are running a campaign targeting on 15 states using data-driven. So Brittany Kaiser, the great hack, is one of the campaign managers. And so we are a data-driven, technology-forward, digital DNA type of group that does crazy stuff on the front lines.
But don't they have something – hold on, Brock. I mean, that's very exciting. It sounds very interesting. But don't they have, like, a system to deal with this, like they flip a coin or something like that?
Yeah, what happens when you don't get when somebody doesn't get a majority? Where does it go?
What do they do?
So I'm pretty sure, like, somebody votes on it. I would guess that it was the U.S. House of Representatives.
Yeah, it's the 12th Amendment. And so it's the House of Representatives. So what happens is they kick it to the House, and the top three candidates that have at least one electoral vote are then the candidates to be decided amongst.
Okay.
But it doesn't run on the electoral sort of like scale.
Right.
Each state gets one vote. And so you have 50 votes. One of the three candidates needs to get 26 votes. And most of our data, if this strategy works, suggests that it will be split. And so 100% of the time that the House had to choose amongst three candidates, 100% of the time they chose the third place candidate as president as a compromise.
Yeah.
Now, that's that's all of once, but you know, mm-hmm. it still is a 100% precedent.
I think it's three times. I thought three times that this occurred in history that there was an electoral tie.
That's really cool,
though. So in the year 1800, and then the last time that we had a three-party race tie was in the year 1824, and they chose John Quincy Adams as the third place to be president instead of Andrew Jackson, who was in first place. But Andrew Jackson did come back to win in 1828. And so the political minds are kind of looking at me going, who are you? I go, well, I build systems. I'm a systems designer. I study history, too. And they're like, wow, you actually have a strategy that may not be probable, may not be likely, but wow, it's possible.
It's possible.
You actually have a strategy that is within reach. They're like, you could break the two-party system. This is interesting.
All right,
you're one crazy man, but we like it.
I like crazy like that around here. That's good.
Yeah, I think that. Okay. So I'm curious, which states are you going to target?
Mm-hmm.
So we're targeting 15 states.
Okay.
New Hampshire, I wish was on my list. I so wish, because this is such a New Hampshire move. But New Hampshire's ballots closed so early that unfortunately we didn't get on New Hampshire. There's still a small chance that through some, you know, miracle, back to the angel stuff that you mentioned earlier, that something happens. But we're looking at Wyoming, which is a blockchain crypto pro-legislative state.
Yep.
We're looking at my home state of Minnesota. I'm here. Alaska, Vermont, Utah, a whole host of states. We're using data at Colorado. One of the things that separates us from, I think, both of your major party candidates is we are pro-cannabis. I think I put out there already mm-hmm. the idea of legalizing cannabis federally on day one, and I haven't said it officially.
What about other substances?
But the other idea that we're talking about is like full-on pardon. A pardon and expunging the records of every cannabis criminal in the country.
Okay, what about every...
Like, now we're
hold on, like psilocybin shrooms. Yeah, what about every drug, you know, nonviolent drug criminal? How about pardoning them all?
Yeah, so this is also, again, I'm a supporter, a substantial supporter of MAPS, if you're familiar with that organization.
Yep. Multidisciplinary psychedelic studies.
Yeah, and so I'm a big believer in Rick Doblin and the work that they're doing around PTSD and the impact it has. I mean, we're one step away from FDA approval because the data is that compelling and it's that effective in treating PTSD.
Brock,
and
do we have a lot of veterans. Or do you got to go? Your call. Stay?
I'll stay.
More with Brock Pierce. He's with us here from Brock.vote. If you want to join the discussion, if you've got a question for him, he's running for president, and it's kind of an interesting strategy, I got to say. The number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hosting an event at the White House where the main topic of discussion is opening schools safely. Vice President Mike Pence saying,
And so to open up America again, we got to open up America's schools to put America back to work. We got our kids are back in the classroom. And so, Mr. President, I want to thank you for your leadership. It's great to be here with Secretary of Education, with Kellyanne, and all these remarkable teachers in particular. As you know, I've been married to a school teacher for 35 years. She's preparing to go back to the classroom.
Former Vice President Joe Biden officially introduced his running mate, California Senator Kamala Harris.
I have no doubt that I picked the right person to join me as the next Vice President of the United States of America, and that's Senator Kamala Harris.
Harris has been in the Senate for 3 years, and before that was the top cop in California. This is USA Radio News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is warning the Czech Republic's prime minister against relations with China and Russia. The two met today to discuss a defense partnership. Pompeo saying they also talked about Russia's influence and attempts to corrupt democracy. Uber says it will likely shut down its service in California if it's forced to classify its drivers as employees.
We comply by the laws. But if the judge and the court finds that we're not, and they don't give us a stay to get to November, then we'll have to essentially shut down Uber until November.
Uber CEO Daria Khosrowshahi on MSNBC, he argues that the government should create a third way of classifying employees. A California court ruled Uber and Lyft must classify their drivers as full-time employees. Making them employees, of course, means also then they would be eligible for full-time benefits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can call about anything you want, but if you're calling about something besides a question for presidential candidate Brock Pierce, who is on the Discord lines with us here, you will have to hold on until we are done with that interview, but then we will get to you over at discord.lrn.fm if you want to call in our Discord lines. And if you want to call in with a question for Brock, you can call 855-450-FREE, like freedom. By the way, I want to say thanks to Nahor, who is a silver amplifier, and thank you to Nahor for amping the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way that you can get behind us for $5 a month, like Nahor did, and help us get on more radio stations. We're close to 200. I think we got like 195 or thereabouts at the moment, and we can have 300. It is possible. It just takes time. It takes money. It takes effort, and our amplifiers help with that, so we definitely appreciate it, and you get some cool perks, too. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board there. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. So Brock is back with us here, and you said you're in Minnesota tonight on a campaign stop to turn in some petitions and that sort of thing. How many ballots of the 15 states you're focusing on are you already qualified on?
Those are basically in the bag now.
Nice.
They're not, I mean, it'll be over the next month or so, you'll watch. By the way, I'm not just in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Minneapolis, and I am one block away from the George Floyd Memorial, like
wow.
Where the autonomous, I'm about to walk through what was the autonomous zone. I'm not sure if it's still an autonomous zone.
Anything on fire?
Not that I can see yet, because I'm still on the. I want to make sure that I give you all my time and attention, and I want to make sure to also amp you guys up. I'm a fan of the work that you do. You run a wonderful, wonderful show.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
I love what you do.
Let's come back to the thing, but we don't have to talk about Free Talk Live anymore. I appreciate that. let's talk about what you were saying about drug criminals, specifically cannabis. You said you were behind MAPS. I mean, that's the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. I think that's what it stands for. They do great
yes.
work. So I totally agree with you there. Does that mean that Brock Pierce, if you were elected as president, would, within the first week or so, sign pardons for all victimless criminals who are nonviolent in federal prison?
I can't commit to that yet, but that's the conversation that
would you
that
commit
I'm
to
having.
A pardon for Ross Ulbricht?
That's an interesting one. Not first in the list. We'd start with maybe Edward Snowden and work our way through.
He was my next on the list.
How long does it take to sign a pardon, though?
Not long. And so what I would encourage everyone listening that cares, right, these conversations are on the table, right? If anyone was ever going to do it, it's more likely this crew than any other crew that you've got listed right now. Cause I'm not, personally a believer in the war on drugs. I don't believe that, drugs are a criminal justice issue. I believe it's a mental health and social issue. And how do we, assist people? And I also don't believe that all things we call drugs are drugs. I think some of those things are proving to be medicines. And I think some of the things we call medicines are looking more like drugs. We have an opioid epidemic in this country. And I certainly don't think spending $60,000 to $80,000 a year, throwing people into jail or prison for something that is not harming others is the right answer. If you take a look at countries like Portugal, look at the work being done in Switzerland, we now have pretty, I think we've got real statistics. We've got real data, empirical data that's going back more than two decades. And I think that this needs to end. But I'd like to invite all of you to participate in this conversation starting next week. Some of the topics that we just mentioned are going to be live, and I invite you to participate in the conversation to figure out what matters to you. Unlike any other presidential candidates you've had, we are literally giving you a voice. We believe your voice matters, your voice counts, and we are putting forth our policy positions into a collaborative platform where you can comment, edit, debate, etc. And so,
you're singing the tune that I definitely want to hear, but I'm not hearing any commitment from you. So, you are in favor of,
how can you have an open source collaborative discussion about the issues when you just come down and say, this is what I think and I'm not going to change my mind?
Well, okay, fine.
It's good to have principles and positions, Mark.
You want to have a position.
But I gave you my positions. I said, this is what I think, right?
Right.
I go, I don't see this is working. I think it's causing more harm. Well, I'm saying, let's have this conversation, right? I'm telling you, this is what I think. This is what I see.
But as president, your job isn't to have a conversation.
Well, it hasn't been up to this point.
Hold on. It should be. The idea that we believe that the president has the answer to everything, I think what really is what matters most is what is the process to getting to the right answer. I believe in transparency, right? I believe in, okay, I don't know the answer to this question, but let me show you how I get to the answer. Let me show you who the people are that I consult. Are they lobbyists or are they people that you've heard of and you have faith and confidence in? And that's why we're holding public town halls. We had one today. We're having another one, national town halls every Wednesday going forward, virtual town halls, which you can find on the website, and then mini town halls on each of these subjects. There will be a mini town hall specifically talking about how do we end the war on drugs, bringing in experts like Rick Doblin. These conversations are going to be had leading up to the election because we want you to be part of the process. Your voice
That's
will
great.
Be heard here.
And I hope that people are able to be brought on board with these ideas. You know, if it's somebody like Rick Doblin presenting these ideas, then surely he's going to be persuasive. Surely he's going to persuade many of the people in that audience that drugs need to be given another look and they need to be decriminalized and legalized, and the war on drugs needs to end. I don't doubt that is something that would come out of those conversations. I guess my question is, Brock, after how many conversations would you need to have before you would be able to make up your mind and say, yes, I as president will pardon Ross Ulbricht, who, for our listeners who don't know, is the man who created and operated for some amount of time the Silk Road, which was the world's first underground drug and free marketplace on the internet. And he's now in a 2-life sentence plus 40-year prison sentence that will never end unless the president pardons him or commutes his sentence. So, I mean, at what point would you be able to make up your mind about that?
Well, I know Ross's mother. I'm connected to a lot of people in the movement that have been petitioning, lobbying, praying for, gathering, protesting for his freedom. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think you could ask for a better person than someone that actually is intimately familiar with the situation and is has a mindset that is in line with the reason I guess I'm on this show and been here before,
mm-hmm.
And like openly saying, let's have this conversation. How many conversations? I think it's really two parts, right? One is building consensus, right? And is this what, call it, the American people want, right? And then at some point, because you've been put into that position of authority.
Who cares what they want?
I care about
is it the right thing to do? Is it the right thing to do?
And that's the point I was going to make is consensus and what is right. You know, it's about justice, right? And it just is. And there is right and there's wrong. And just because something is a law doesn't mean it right. Slavery was legal at one point. So, I mean, this is why our system has to go through continual evolution. What we thought was right yesterday is not necessarily right today and may not be right tomorrow.
So would and you pardon Ross Ulbricht?
Well,
let's get into two pieces of it. On the first piece, there's the Silk Road and there's the debate of the Silk Road. The nuanced situation with Ross is the hits. And getting
hits.
Into the details, the hiring,
the alleged yet never proved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hits.
Yes. But that,
yeah.
This is where it's not so cut and dry, right? There's a conversation that has to be had, and I want to have this conversation. I invite you to come on our town hall show, and let's continue this.
And that's happening. That's happening. Is it tonight?
It already happened. We wrapped up an hour before.
When's the next one?
Next Wednesday is the next national one, and I will follow up with you to make sure that you're a part of this, and would love to have you a participant in the town hall, not
Brock,
just a viewer.
Mark's got another question for you if you want to hang on and stick with us here. More with Brock Pierce. Brock.vote is his website.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are able to call in and ask a question of Brock Pierce. Brock.vote is his website. That is where you can go to learn more about his presidential candidacy. And he's not running with some political party. He's doing this independently, attempting to target specific states with an interesting strategy to, in a sort of a tied situation with the electoral votes, possibly throw some support towards him in a tiebreaker that would have to be done by, it sounds like, the U.S. Senate or something like that. So we can continue. If you've got a question, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He's a crypto guy, and I think we wanted to get into a little bit of that area. Mark, I know you had a question for Brock.
Yeah. Well, first, I think that Brock's going to be on about 15 state ballots at this point. What about the other 35? What if people hear this and want to vote? What does a write-in even do? Have you looked into this?
We'll be a write-in. We'll be on the ballot or a write-in in over 40 states, so almost everywhere, with only a handful of states that make it especially hard for independents. And by the way, every time an independent gets success in a state, what do?
They make it harder.
Yeah, they make it much harder. And so it's an interesting thing to watch. And
you might be the last independent campaign in American history if you do well.
It's certainly possible, but I believe that we ultimately need to transcend or rise above partisan politics. I think we need a political revolution in this country. I think that the answer is not left or right. It's how do we go forward? And this idea that for me to win, you have to lose, that isn't the answer. I think we need to just basically leave partisan politics behind. Go check out this website, liberate.us or liberate.us. the video there that's anonymously created talks about this this political nonviolent revolution that is necessary.
Mark, did you have a crypto related?
Yeah, well, what about so which one of the cryptocurrencies is going to be the national currency of the United States?
Well, I mean, I'm one of the founders of Tether, which we invented the stable coin. We're doing about $10 trillion a year in transactional volume.
So and would the dollar be the cryptocurrency of choice? Is that what I'm hearing?
No. So I'm you know, again, my thinking is, and I encourage us to all have a town hall gathering to engage in conversation to make sure that everyone's voices are heard. I don't want to be the authority on everything. I want to make sure that we are connecting, communicating, and hearing from those that have strong opinions, at least to some degree. You know, I believe in creating that type of environment. I don't think that the government having a monopoly on money is I don't currently think that's the right answer.
Okay. Would you abolish the Fed? The Federal Reserve, you mean?
So, yeah, the Fed is an interesting one, right, because it's not 1913. It's the year 2020. So let's just play out two theories, right, two ideas. End the Fed and audit the Fed. If you ended the Fed.
Would you do either?
But if you ended the Fed, who manages the U.S. dollar? You give it to Treasury? Do you think the U.S. government's going to do a better job of it or a worse job of it? I'm not saying I have the answer. These are the things that I contemplate. I've been thinking about this stuff for years. And so I don't have a definitive answer. Do I believe, you know, one of my pillars of my entire philosophical view in life that applies to everything is I believe in truth and therefore transparency. And so I do believe that accountability is a very, very important attribute to building systems that work well. And so I definitely think that auditing the Fed and making sure that decisions are being made in a more transparent, less opaque fashion is a good answer. I believe in shedding light, you know, on shadow. And so that is my life for over 10 years has been dedicated to that concept. So I clearly think that is a very important conversation that should be had. I think ending the Fed doesn't actually solve anything in the short term, right?
What is
the
long term? That's a Bitcoin ban?
Of course I am.
Well, we have an alternative currency already that people could use if the Fed was abolished.
I don't think that's so simple. We have a U.S. First of all, Bitcoin doesn't scale to, you know, basically be usable by everyone in the country today. It's not easy enough to use by everyone. Security flaws still exist. Generally, Bitcoin is not ready for prime time. I've been working on this. I mean, I'm as big an advocate for it as you can get.
Bitcoin is effed up right now with the fees the way they are.
Yeah, we just aren't ready yet. That's the reality. None of these systems are yet ready, but I don't think we're far away. I could, it's possible within this next presidential term of 4 years that crypto could be ready to scale up to a level that it could really be. Because I've never been involved in crypto as a tool to bring down the system. I've believed that the system is at risk. I'm concerned about the system failing. And so I'm focused on things like Bitcoin and otherwise as a plan B, as a backup system, so that if the system fails, the whole thing doesn't collapse on us. At least we've got, you know, I believe in parallel systems, right? You've got the old world and the new world. These are parallel
operating systems. So suffice it to say, Brock, as president, would not do anything to attack the cryptocurrency universe.
I mean, it would make me an incredible hypocrite, which I don't have a history of being.
Okay, good. What if the majority of people at your town halls wanted you to ban cryptocurrency?
Well, I mean, it would depend how representative.
So there is a line
number,
where
right?
You will enact your own beliefs and disregard the will of the people?
Well, there is at some point what is right. Right, because okay. You know, you have to also.
Pardoning Ross Ulbricht is not among those.
No, guys. Hold on,
got it.
I have not said it's not. I said let's have that conversation.
Gotcha.
And as someone that is actually very familiar with it, as someone that knows his mother, and amongst other things.
What about Julian Assange?
Julian Assange is, I think, a much easier issue. Certainly one that has less complications.
So do you have an opinion?
again, they're all the same. I'm throwing it out there that I would like to have a conversation about Edward Snowden, Julian Assange, Manning, Ross Ulbricht. I don't think that these should be standalone town halls. I think let's actually get together and talk about these people that some consider to be villains, some consider to be heroes.
The only problem with talking about them, and maybe you're just talking about doing it before you're elected, but the only problem with talking is every day you have these conversations, they're still sitting in a prison cell. You know?
Well, there's nothing I could do about it until after the election anyway. So
that's true.
I actually think if you care, the fact that we're having the conversation helps. You know, the minute we stop saying their names and the minute we stop having the conversation, that's when they rot.
Brock, is taxation extortion?
Taxation is also one of those interesting, questions. I mean, obviously, it was not something that our founding fathers built into the system. It's something that, came, more about a little over 100 years ago. And it's a system that seems to be out of control. So here's my view on a lot of systems. Because if you double click on any aspect of the government and you go in on that, call it that piece of the puzzle, you start looking at it and you're like, wow, this looks unfortunately pretty messed up, and this is unfortunate. I wish things were not like this. I wish things ran smooth and things were done well. The tax one is super interesting. Just here's a couple of interesting data points. There is no single human being on earth that understands the tax code. It is so complicated that no one understands even a significant piece of it. It's so complicated that if you call up the IRS and say, hey, I got this question, I'm trying to find my tax returns, the odds are, I think, something like 50-50 that they will advise you to do something criminal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because the IRS won't even give you accurate advice half the time. I mean, it's at what point is the absurdity there that we have to reevaluate things? And so I look at a lot of systems kind of like buying a house. You know, if you buy a house, you look at it, you say, do I want to remodel it? You know, what parts do you keep, or do you knock it down and rebuild? The government, unfortunately, when it does things, it doesn't actually remove anything when it remodels. It just keeps adding and adding and adding. And if you're building, equally inward and outward at the same time, after the amount of time that we've been building stuff, eventually, you're in a one-by-one room cell in the center of your home, and it's with 30-foot walls.
Well, government is insane, and its incentives are backwards, and it's definitely crazy. Brock, if people want to learn more about you, you've got updates on your website, you've got town halls, and I'm sure there are ways for people to help out if they've been inspired by you in some way. Your website is brock.vote, and thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live. Oh, and by the way, I didn't hear the answer. Is taxation extortion?
It's a conversation
we need to have.
it's another one of those conversations, and clearly, right. I have an opinion, and it's one that is clearly...
Maybe someday we'll find out what it is. Thank you, Brock. I do appreciate the time tonight. Good luck. We got to elect him to find out what the opinions are.
Well, I'd rather do him than anybody else.
Well, Joe Jorgensen was pretty good, too. She had some good ones.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
IVR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.